Chaos has once again struck the Yemeni capital after a car packed with heavy explosions targeted Yemen's defense minister, Mohammed Nasser Ahmed. The defense minister managed to escape the attack. However, security guards who were escorting the minister killed in the incident. The assassination attempt on the defense minister took place only a few hours before tens of thousands of youth protesters rallied in the streets of the capital, calling for the prosecution of all government officials responsible for the deaths of hundreds of youth protesters during the Yemeni revolution. The massive protest also called for the lift of the immunity from prosecution, which was granted to Ali Saleh, who many protesters believe is still exerting influence from behind the scenes.
Despite the attack which just took place, we still came out to assure that we will continue our revolution and continue in calling for the prosecution of Ali Saleh and the renaming remnants of the regime.
This demonstration came out to call for an escalation of revolutionary activities and to call for revoking of the immunity from prosecution which was granted to Ali Saleh and all of his remnants. We also want to condemn the latest assassination attempt on the defense ministry, which was conducted by the hands of the previous regime.
While many protesters accused the previous regime of being behind the latest attack on the Minister of Defense, many others believe that it is the U.S. who is truly behind all the chaos which has been unfolding throughout the country.
If Americans stop their assassination drone attacks, the signs of security and stability will show itself in Yemen. This, as America is the real cause of chaos in the country.
During the past few months, many high-ranking government officials, including the defense minister, have been targeted by similar attacks. In May, over 100 Yemeni soldiers were killed after a suicide bomber targeted Mohammed Nasser as a military parade was undergoing in the heart of the capital.
On a day dubbed Loyalty to the Martyrs, revolutionaries have not forgotten about all the youth protesters who were killed during the early stages of the Yemeni revolution. The protesters here say that the revolution cannot end, while all those involved in the killing of hundreds of youth protesters remain on the loose. Yusuf Maudi, Press TV, Sana'a.